Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's the way to start Monday right there. Wake up. It's time. Gotta make this happen. Buck up, buttercup. It's all going. It's Alice at 97.3.
What Sarah the hell has gotten into you?
Well, just, you know, yay, Monday, woo.
Is this a fake it before you make it moment or what?
Yes, fake it till you make it. Exactly. Okay. That's exactly what this is.
All right.
Monday is awesome. Everyone knows. No one disagrees. Yay, Monday.
I'm not used to you screaming on a Monday morning. That is
Monday. I'm trying to be Monday. Just happy or about Mondays. You know, people still have to deal with them whether I'm happy about it or not. So why not just put a smile on your face and just go about your Monday business. Hurrah. How was your birthday weekend? How's your mommy? How did the play go? Tell me everything.
I missed it all.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Nice. But I do feel better today. The worst days of this cold I've had that I caught on the plane coming home from... Well, actually, I caught it going too, and it took this long buildup. But Friday and Saturday, I was nuked, just down, and just went to the beach, little apartment, and just turned out the lights and laid on the couch and waited for it to be over.
My.
I did watch, I'm caught up on Survivor.
Uh-huh.
I did watch golf.
Oh my God, golf took over the world this weekend.
At your house, you mean?
Yes, John is, John like as an older guy now, he's like... Golf. I think that's where I'm going with this.
That's very normal, actually. You know, if you can afford to play the game, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, clubs, playing, all of it costs. So you gotta be able to pay.
Speed.
Yes, right, all that.
I want a cart. I want lessons.
Oh, lessons.
Oh, yeah. John's been taking lessons, golf lessons for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you remember, like, it was before I had kids.
I used to take our listeners out.
Yeah. Oh, no. You we were very active about it.
We played tons of golf for a while there, and I miss it, and I look forward to playing again at some point. The last time I even touched a golf club was at, what's that thing called in San Jose that I went to?
Top Golf.
That was the last time. And that's not even a game. That's just hit it.
Well, right. They do have like little mini games within the game. It's really just a place. It's like a driving range that they've figured out a way to... sell you food, drinks, and party all night playing golf.
I liked it.
Oh my God, it's great. That's the last time I touched a golf club as well.
Mm-hmm.
We went there and when after Winterland got canceled, we're like, well, we paid for hotel rooms, so we're going to go to that.
Way to use it up. Good.
Well, you had to be done, right? And it turned out it was, you know, old 45's birthday and, you know, the guy, Doug.
Old 45. 45 minutes, yes,
yeah,
Doug.
45 minutes, yeah. Yep.
Among the guys, he's known as Superman.
Oh, I see. Among the girls, he's known as 45. Oh, that's his nickname at our house. So, anyway, yes, I actually, you know.
Don't make that sound.
I'm making it. I'll make it if I want to make it. I'm doing it. I'm making it.
That's Sherry's husband. Sorry, Sherry.
Yeah. No, it is true. There's a kid. John's favorite this weekend was this kid. He's a Cal guy.
Oh, Morikawa.
Morikawa, yeah. So, which was kind of heartbreaking because early in the day yesterday, he was looking really great and just crushing it. And then he just kept falling. I think he finished like tied for third or something. Tied with 100 people for third. He still did great. He did fine.
I love golf. I used to play a lot. I followed it a lot. And then since then I had kids. I've been very busy.
It has.
So I don't know much about it. But this kid that won the thing, this Scheffler kid.
Yeah.
He is your everyday man. Like you look at him and you go, okay.
That guy.
Not like there's no standout. There's no like,
yeah.
Oh, I noticed him. He was particularly handsome. Or, wow, the muscles on that guy. Or none of it.
No.
Just a regular old guy who has ice in his veins. And
ice in his veins.
Owned that damn thing the whole way through. And was even adding to his lead. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
Unflappable. Unperturbable. That guy, he'd whiff something and he'd just be like, whatever.
Super neat to watch.
And then he'd sing something and he'd fist. Yeah, he was great.
I've heard that he's the number one golfer in the country, and I've never really paid much, you know, Scottie
Scheffler. Right, those rankings, right.
That's his names. But anyway, that was the first time I got to watch. I was sick on the couch and just watched the whole thing and was into it. It was
golf is actually a pleasant background thing to have on. It's just if you want to nap, it's perfect for that. Nobody's really, there's no screaming and yelling in golf.
No.
And it's just a very pleasant background noise.
You can practically hear birds chirp in the background.
It sounds like you're listening to a nature show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think they had a little bit of time to fill at the end because after it ended yesterday, it continued on.
So you stayed and watched golf with your husband?
Well, I do my share of couch sitting, Vin. You know, these things aren't going to crochet themselves.
Okay.
And I got my laptop and I, John's watching his thing and sitting on his heating pad. We're old people now, golf. Awesome.
Sitting on his heating pad.
Yeah, he racked up his back a couple weeks ago, and he's really bummed because he loves to golf, and he's like, it turns out you use your back in that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do.
So he was sitting on his... He was recuperating on the couch, and I'm sure he'll love me talking about this, and I'm just sitting there, and the thing ends, and I'm like, oh, that's great. Too bad that one kid from Cal didn't win. I was also rooting for him,
and there was at the beginning, there was a chance, and then he started to just give up strokes, and that was that.
But at the very end, the course is beautiful, Augusta, Georgia. So there's shots of the course, and this guy is like just clearly filling. I don't know. Well, I don't think we're watching it in real time. Like it was probably had been paused or whatever. So it's whatever time it is, and he's got, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to fill as they're done from Augusta, wrapping up. So there's like a drone flying over the top of it, and it's, I mean, just beautiful landscape, golden light, and the gorgeous golf course, and the guy is just gently telling us about how everything went this weekend, and just another wonderful week, but clearly also filling. Like somebody's standing off on the side going like this, Vinny. Like, stretch. You got some time to fill. We're familiar. We've been told turn back around and go back out on that stage. You gotta fill like 5 more minutes. And this guy's just like, oh, look at those birds. Isn't that That's lovely. And as the sun sets on another wonderful weekend of golf, it's, I'm like, oh my God.
I wasn't there for that. I actually, yeah. as much as I was couch bound, when I knew that guy won and it was, you know, his last shot, it's over, he won, I went, okay, bye.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad to hear you watched it though. We both watched the same thing. That's great.
Yeah.
It was Saturday was pretty crappy. Here.
Oh, it was a terrible day. Yeah.
So it was actually a nice day. I mean, if there's a day to for your cold to be peaking.
Right. I'm peaking.
Yeah, I was peaking for sure.
Yeah.
I just, you know that, like, especially I woke up Sunday and I was going, I'm either going to have turned a corner here or I'm going to urgent care for better medicine. And I turned and I was great.
That's, yeah.
This is the step I needed.
Sometimes the dregs are just, you're just done with it. Like, I'm so bored with having this cold. And so you got to kind of wade through that. But it is nice when you feel like, okay, the worst is definitely behind me.
I'll tell you what. Turn that around.
Turn that frown upside down.
boy, you really just took me off my game.
Sorry.
Turn around.
Back to you. Turn around. So you wake up, you're feeling a little better.
I don't know. Oh, I felt like I took another COVID test because I was like, man, that can't be a regular cold, what I just had. Oh. That cough was wicked, like non-stopping. Like, I cannot cough again or I think my throat's going to bleed. And then I would cough and go, all right, well, really, I got to stop now because honestly, and then I'd cough again and just go. Oh. So really, I don't know, whatever cold's out there, dodge it.
Well, what is this RSV thing that's going around? This respiratory something.
Maybe I have that.
I'm saying because the cough thing has become the new lingering awful. Like, it used to be just smokers would just always have a cough. But these new colds seem to come with extra accessories. And one of them is the massive ab workout.
Oof. Well, anyway. I've got control of it at this point. I'm on the upswing. I'm feeling pretty good about it. So, and I will see you back in office very soon.
Yes. Yay. That'll be fun. That's good.
I did get one of those memos sent to me about road construction on my drive-in, and I was
what fun. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I'll let all of you know as soon as I have a chance to really read through it, but it looks like there's going to be considerable road work getting done. It's spring.
Yeah. This is road repair time.
Uh-huh.
Do you mean like on one of the major 101?
On 17. No.
On yours. Right. Yeah. That's tough. Is there another way out, or is there no way that doesn't involve some of 17?
I can take the beach route, and I will. Remember when I called and was like, you cannot shut the freeway down. We all use this, and I can't be parked for 20 minutes. I actually brought about change. They stopped doing that.
Oh, you fixed it.
But that was one of the problems I was having. Just warn me. Tell me what's going on, and I'll find another way.
Right. Because I can't be on my way to I can't be starting my over an hour drive and find out that I've got a 20-minute delay.
Right.
I need to find that out beforehand. Leave earlier.
A real heartbreaker.
Yeah. No, I remember that. Look at you affecting change and going to town meetings and being on the board of directors.
Being the squeaky wheel.
Yeah, you just squeak away, wheel.
You got to do stuff sometimes.
You do. No, that is true.
I think that's
like one of
the
things about it. Probably is. It sounds like something I would say, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on the list.
Yeah.
Sounds
my bad.
Yeah. And how did Isla's play go this weekend?
I heard it went spectacular.
Do they have a video of that you guys are going to be able to get?
I got to see pictures, and I'm sure there will be a video, yes. But I heard it went great, and she had fun, and it's crazy what these... I know everybody goes through this, whether you're with your kid for baseball or football or volleyball, whatever. You find yourself going, should kids work this hard? Should kids do this much stuff? I don't remember doing that much stuff for anything. Do you?
You
did all that. You did choir.
I did. I was in plays and I did stuff like that. But I do feel like, weirdly, there's a lot there is more stuff that these kids are required to do. It's just a...
And
I feel like their lives were so scheduled. Like, God, I'll tell you something, Vim. It's coming for you. And it happens faster than you think. Like,
what? Hasn't it already come for me?
No, I'm talking about the good times.
Oh.
I'm talking about your kids move out. Like, it's... Whether they're on parental assistance or not, they get out of your house. And things are so... It's so awesome. Like, actually... For Bryn, he raised a kid all the way up. That kid was out of the house, and then he started over again. Of course, he's young, you know?
He is a young
man. Yeah, he's chilling, man.
That guy is...
You're a young man.
You, young.
Oh, yeah, well...
Talk about you.
My son's also... He also moved away, went to Cal Poly, and moved back, and just is like, money? Nah, I don't need it, you know?
Does he live with your parents?
He lives with my parents.
That's so great. That's what grandparents are great for. Right.
Whenever he wants. And it's like, I don't know, he doesn't get paid. And so I'm like, hey, dude, you should. He's like, nah. I don't really.
It's really a catching trend. That
it really
that
is.
Whole,
I just want to live
feel
my life.
The drive to make anything happen. Right. I like this.
Go to Japan in a month.
Yeah, I don't want to start a new job. I'm going to go to, right. I'm so busy with all my traveling.
Dude,
my fun stuff.
He's traveling.
That's good.
Joyce too.
You know what? This is it, though. Because sooner or later, everybody gets underneath all these responsibilities. Look at Vinny right now. Didn't happen to him till later in life. But at some point, Vinny, what I'm telling you is, it gets better.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to
say.
You know,
way better.
Tommy posted, your boy Tommy Igo.
Yeah.
He's not in your band. You're using your other drummer,
No,
right?
No. Tommy lives in Las Vegas now. So right. I talked to Tommy. I love Tommy, but Tommy is not my drummer anymore. I have a new drummer.
Who's also one of the best drummers in the world.
He's
but okay.
a fantastic drummer. Yeah, it's not like there was no loss.
Tommy posted this photo that says, your wife before kids, and it's a picture of a bunny making googly eyes and kissy faces, and then it says your wife after kids, and it's just, I believe it's Cujo.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I'm not the only one. Huh.
No. Oh, no. You just thought you were going to be the only one who didn't. That's everybody thinks, oh, that won't happen to me. That won't happen to us. That's not how it's going to go. And maybe for some, there's like unicorns out there, and it doesn't. And look, Chick is still like, I am as horny for you now as I ever have been. And everything's perfect in their marriage.
That's the way it was for you?
Oh, yeah. You know. Yes. Oh, God. We were the unicorns. No. That's not how it went for us.
No.
It doesn't go that way for anyone.
Hmm.
Ever. Well,
you don't know.
I do know. Tell me. You tell me.
I bet Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are having a blast.
They're not. They don't have kids.
They don't have little kids.
They don't have kids. That's what we're saying. Kids ruin everything, but also they're the best thing
they
ever.
They are the best. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think the missus was with Isla cleaning up the venue last night till like 10 o'clock.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, there's the post. There's the googly eyes.
Yeah, so
look
there's,
at how cute
there's
she
some
is.
Googles.
She loves him.
And
there's
then
the
there's,
monster.
I don't know, like meet the Kraken or
wake
the Kraken, release the Kraken. It doesn't look as fun as the lady with batting her eyes.
Right.
Little, that's Predator.
You know, sexy bunny.
Oh, was that Predator?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Predator. Oh, yeah. Well, that's fun.
Old school.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that it went well for Isla. And your mom is happy and making you all your favorite foods, chicken
mom,
soup, that kind of
yes,
thing.
Yes, mom rules. She's doing great. I've just tried to keep my distance because I don't want to get everybody.
Well, yeah.
I didn't want to get anybody sick. So, but I'm.
Yeah, you hate that. You're usually right in the mix with everybody. You just love to. So that sucks for you. I'm very sorry.
Well. It's a big sacrifice, Sarah. Thank you for pointing that out.
But one that you're willing to make, and I think that's you. That back to you being a hero, Vin.
You're rotten.
I don't think that's what you mean. I think you mean I'm amazing and like the best. I smell a hero.
All right.
KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, home of the heroes.
God's
We're
sakes.
Your Monday heroes. This is amazing.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.